Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
It is hard to pass up a good donut. Gorgeous. Because, I mean, seriously, man, you look in the trash. I don't know that I'd have been above it like this. One bite missing. Still, I'm eating it. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, like, it's a perfectly good donut. I really like donuts.
We had our freshman crew. We still had friends who were still in high school.
Yeah.
So even though we had our own apartment, there were tons of friends that we had that were still, you know, seniors in high school, but still would have parties. So we go to this party one night, and we're coming back in the car, and Tim Cottrell says, "Hey, I got candy bars." And we're like, "Sweet, you have candy bars?" He's like, "Yeah, man, I got candy bars." So we went to these people's homes. I can't remember whose house it was, but anyway. So we get in the living room, and Tim whips out this box, and they're the big-ass chocolate bars that you sell for, like, Little League or band.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
These, and I said, "Timmy, where did you get those?" And he said, "Oh, I went into such and such's little brother's bedroom."
And stole them?
And to smoke weed. And there was the candy bars. So I took the candy bars. I'm like, "Oh, my God, man." Like, he's
got to pay for them.
His parents, somebody's going to have to pay for this. He's like, "I don't care." So he starts eating a candy bar. Then all the other guys I live with, "I'm taking a candy bar." And I was like, "You need to take those back." I'm like, this is ethically messed up. And of course, then at 2:00 in the morning, next thing you know, I'm like, "Ah, fit."
Right. Candy bars. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem.
And I'm like, "Jesus, man, you stole, like, whatever." I mean, the box itself was probably, and I'm not kidding you, the value of it was at least $20.
Oh, easy.
To $30.
Which, I mean, was
a lot of money back then.
I was going to say, as you got older, some of them, like, by the time I was in high school, I feel like those mint melt-away ones were like $50 a box.
They were ridiculous.
They were easier to move.
I was like, I cannot.
But they were also so good that you had to, like, stop your friends, or, like, I had to stop my brother or my dad. Right. But, I mean, I'm saying, but, like, I know I can cover the five if I eat it.
Well,
but you come home and my dad's just munching on them. I'm like, come on.
Oh, my dad would get so pissed, man. We had to do it twice, I want to say, when I was in high school. And, you know, my parents were like, "Look, man, don't eat it." I'm like, "I'm not going to eat it." Sure enough, an hour later, I'm like three bars deep. Anyway, I had to go to them to get the money and to cover the cost. My father was so pissed off.
Okay, so the story's not over, all right? So we're all eating a candy bar, and Tim's like, and he was the guy who was couch surfing. He's like, "I'm still hungry. I'll tell you what I'll do. Pizza Stop is not, you know, be closed until 2. I'm going to order us a couple pizzas real quick."
All right.
We're like, and he's never stepped up. He's never stepped up for anything. And he reaches into his coat pocket, and he's got the manila envelope that was the money from the candy bar.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Was, so he just robbed that kid.
Well, that was in the box. Okay?
That's where you kept it.
Right.
Right. Not thinking about that, Tim pulled. I'm like, you took the money from the candy bars, too?
How old like, was this kid?
He's like, well, I took the box, and then when I opened the box in the car, I realized, you know, the money's in there. So.
Did you order pizza?
Yes. Yes.
So not, morally wrong, but I mean, enjoyed God, chocolate
so,
and pizza.
So many levels. Just like, Jesus, man. Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Libby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys. Hola.
Hola.
First-time caller.
Well, thank you.
So I have a funny story that my whole family is incredibly frugal to begin with. So anytime, any leftover always gets eaten, everything like that. So we eat a lot of random stuff. And one time, my brother and I, we would have these parties at my dad's house, and we couldn't drink in the house because we were underage. So we had a little campfire. We'd go down in the woods and, you know, party with our buddies and stuff. And usually cook us some hot dogs and whatnot and whatever. So we did that one night. I got blackout drunk. I don't remember much, but my brother and I were going to go into town the next day. So I'm walking down the stairs from my bedroom, and he just looks at me, and I was wearing khakis, and he's like, are you seriously going to wear that into town? And I was like, why not? I looked down. I had ketchup and mustard all over my pants, like smeared everywhere. And I was like, oh, crap. What happened? Well, you were eating a hot dog last night. And I was like, oh, really? Well, what exactly, you know, why is it all over me? And he said, well, you dropped it on the ground, dropped it on yourself, dropped it everywhere. And then I was like, oh, well, did I eat the hot dog? Like, that was my biggest concern, that it went to waste. He's like, well, of course you ate the hot dog. Like, it was covered with pine needles and leaves, but you still ate it. I was like, oh, my God, of course. That's the story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than hair. I'm sorry, like, when you drop something on the ground, like, if there's a few pine needles, a couple of leaves, I'm like, all right, I'm okay with this. Somehow you drop something on your own floor, and you're like, why is there so much hair in this? Because when I look at my floor, there is no hair. But if you drop something even reasonably moist on the ground and pick it up, any hair that's in your house has stuck to it.
I also had those hot dogs, man, with a, I don't know if it was a lean on my grill or whatever, but they would just kind of start finding their way off. And if they'd hit the ground, man, I'd just take the tongs and pick them up and burn the grass off of them and put it right back on. Yeah. I figure if it's a charcoal grill, who cares, right?
I mean, if it's a gas grill, I don't care. If it rolls in the grass, but I'm with Thrill.
It's not about your floor, to me, is worse than the ground outside, as messed up as that is.
Well, no, a lot of apartments I lived in.
If it falls in the yard, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of apartments have just carpet everywhere.
Oh, God.
So you were eating out in front of the TV, and you drop something on the floor. It's like, well, that's done.
I will say, growing up, everyone had wall-to-wall carpeting, and I've always loved blow pops. As a child, I probably had more fuzzy blow pops than anyone I know. Because inevitably, you dropped it on the floor, you picked it up before your parents would notice. But so you couldn't pull the hair off because your parents start yelling at you. So you just had to stick this hairy-ass blow pop back in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's always my go-to. Did you drop your blow pop? No, man. I didn't drop it.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I grew up in Southeast Portland, and there wasn't a whole lot of food to eat just because of neglect and parental, you know, too busy drinking or drugs or whatever. But I had a buddy that lived around the corner who was, like, special needs. And we went to school together, and he was cool. So I was over there one day, and he was like, hey, man, I got some food off in the garage. And I was like, yeah, man, let's go dig in. And he digs into this big bag of kibble, like dog food. And I was so hungry, and he was so hungry. He was like, yeah, man, I'll give that a dip. So we dipped in together, and I got to tell you, man, different pieces have different flavors. I'm not cool with it, but I have eaten dog food to get by as a kid.
Okay.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, brother. Right. That's I do remember trying a dog biscuit for the first time, and sadly, me and my buddies were like, this really isn't that bad.
No. Did you ever told, like, a girlfriend that story? Like, that's all you have to explain.
Right.
As far as your girlfriend. I think that story pretty well explains a lot as far as maybe why you don't talk to your parents anymore.
Right.
Maybe why you don't go to Portland, you know? Like,
yeah, there's several stories that I've told my wife, and that's one of them where she kind of gets the baseline of where I'm coming from. And also, my parents are not in the picture. I can't keep them around. That's not a thing.
Well, not if you have to go to your neighbor's house to eat dog food to survive.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, I learned. I was on my feet pretty early.
So what do you do now for a living?
I'm an IT consultant. So okay. I kind of made myself based on military and based on self-study and based on a lot of stuff. But, man, you know, I'm the first one to eat leftovers from the fridge. I mean, that's a dad's job.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, dude. That's a hell of a climb, dude.
I feel like with family members, you're more apt to eat, like, leftover stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you can do it with kids all the time. It's like, well, man, it's a dino nugget. Right. And I did it to my brother on this weekend, right? He wanted to get taco time. But about halfway through one of his soft burrito, he's like, I don't want it anymore. So, like, after he went to bed, I was like, wow. Well, I could use another little half soft burrito.
They are not small.
Right. And he hadn't thrown it out. He just left it on the counter. Now, I still had a whole burrito in my bag, but I was like, if I eat his half, I could save that burrito for tomorrow.
That's thinking.
Not proud, but I once ate or used to eat blank. 206-803-ROCK.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. What are you working for today?
Head chef's got a lot going on today. Yeah, I'm out here greeting people at the frickin' door.
Nice.
My sous chef. What do you call a head sous chef?
The sous chef.
The sous chef's out of town. There's a lot of back scenes happening in the kitchen. So you're right. I'm not wearing my jacket. I have information on a personal level I forgot to send today, and it's been a rough one. Anyhow, you know what makes the chef feel good? It's Sunday morning. I'm not working brunch. I'm going to go get breakfast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, this list is, and I think, Miles, you gave this one to me. Thank you. These are some regional American breakfast foods that you kind of wish you'd get other places.
All right.
And then we'll get to the one that I think is overhyped, and I'm sick and tired of it. Miles, you know what? You brought it up earlier, talking about your father, and he likes grits.
He loves grits.
Right.
Cheese grits, butter grits, mm-hmm. whatever grits, as long as there's grits.
I will say, grits is one of those things you hear a ton about. I did not grow up we ate a lot of cream of wheat.
Right.
We did not eat grits, though.
I got grits.
Yeah. And then when I was living in Baltimore, a girl I knew, she was like, hey, like, come over, we're having dinner. And the guy made cheese grits. And he was like,
mind blown?
Yeah. And he was like, put hot sauce on them. And I was like, well, why don't people like these, right? So I know grits, it's a big thing, too. Sugar or salt.
Right.
Unless you're in Maryland, then of course it's Old Bay. But shrimp and grits, usually associated with the American South. Shrimp and grits is it's grits with shrimp on it. Yeah. I don't have to explain it to you.
I mean, like, shrimp is plentiful in the South, right? If you're on the coast, and grits are cheap as hell. Basically, it's a cheap breakfast, and it is so freaking good.
But I think, like, New Orleans kind of gets credit for it, but it's massive in the South, too. I think a lot of people don't understand when you're talking about, like, a low country boil. That just comes from, like, the Carolinas and Georgia, because that is the low country compared to them.
Mm-hmm. The western part of the state. Yeah, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, all those areas. Big, big grit. Tennessee grits.
Yeah. But, Miles, you said it earlier, and I believe this now, especially out here in Seattle. Like, if a place has shrimp and grits, it's probably on their dinner menu.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. I've had it in Seattle for dinner.
If you go to a Cajun restaurant, it'll be there.
There's also grits and grunts. This one's famous down in Florida, in the Florida Keys. Kind of the same thing, you know, grits, you know, cooked up or whatever. Then enriched with bacon, butter, cheese, and then the other is a local fish known as a grunt.
Which talk to you when you catch them. It is the craziest thing ever.
Do they taste good?
Yeah, they're about that big. So when you fry them up with the grits, they're pretty good. It's a smaller fish, but it's pretty tasty.
Grits and grunts also just means you're having breakfast with a Marine.
That's right. Grits and grunts.
Let's see. Let's go back to New Orleans. Breakfast thing in New Orleans that we wish we had all over the country. There's only like maybe one or two places you can get it this year. Beignets.
Which is dessert for breakfast. Well, it's donuts. It's technically.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of things about breakfast that are dessert.
Mm-hmm. Right.
French toast isn't, you know.
Pancakes.
Exactly.
I mean, waffles.
Right. But you're right. Beignets, if you don't know what a beignet is, it's a fried donut, powdered sugar. If you want the quickest version, again, my mom went to Tulane or some school for a little bit. So she kind of knew a little bit about like Creole cooking and stuff. When I was a kid, we would just cut up crescent rolls, fry them up real quick, and then put them in a paper bag with powdered sugar.
That actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Simple and delicious.
It is, right? And it's weird because, like, I grew up, like, my mom was always frying stuff on the stovetop. But I don't feel like people do that now. They either own a deep fryer or you have an air fryer.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, what about Hopple Popple?
I've never heard of that.
Comes from Wisconsin and Iowa. Its native country is Germany. Created as a way to reuse leftovers in the Midwest. Then it was reinvented as a full-scale breakfast. You can look at it as a loaded version of scrambled eggs. You find it packed with, like, diced potatoes, cheese, some type of preserved meat.
So it sounds to me like it's like the equivalent of their casserole for dinner. They tend to do that, too.
I would also say,
for the breakfast version,
we don't call it Hopple Popple. I feel like out here in the rest of the country, we call that a scramble.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, you do.
Right. Hopple Popple.
All right, Miles, I don't know if this reached West Virginia. Thrill, you definitely had it. Definitely was in the Baltimore area. It's more famous in Philly, in Delaware, Jersey. It's a black brick.
Black brick.
Scrapple.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Scrapple. I don't know if I've ever had that.
Really?
I'm not sure.
If you like Spam, which you do.
I do.
I think you'd like Scrapple.
Okay.
It's not that much different.
Just another German influence. Right. Massive in Pennsylvania. I think the Pennsylvania Dutch kind of gave it to us. Basically, it's made with various pig cuts, mixed with cornmeal and seasoning. The blend is then shaped into a log. You slice it off, and then you pan fry it till it gets its crispy crust.
I like that. Just multiple pig parts. In other words, we don't know.
Yeah.
But we're not going to waste anything.
No. That's basically what Scrapple is. Yeah. Like, nothing goes to waste.
It's so regional that, like, where I grew up closer to D.C., like, you didn't see a ton of Scrapple. But if you go over to the Eastern Shore at the beach, almost every breakfast restaurant will offer you Scrapple.
What is the difference between Spam, Scrapple, and then, like, what you grew up with, Taylor Ham?
Oh, glad you brought it up. So pork roll, Taylor Ham also makes the list.
I wonder what the difference is, though.
So pork roll is best described as processed pork-based meat product. Again, it's cured, then you cook it. It's like in a round thing. We always cut it up like it looks like a piece of Pac-Man, and you fry it.
Like fried bologna.
I think the biggest difference is, like, pork roll is just the pork parts and the fat.
Okay.
Scrapple, remember, has some oats mixed in with it.
Yep.
And something else. Okay. I don't know what makes Spam different from pork roll, but
want to know?
They are different. And it's funny. I love pork roll, right? Like, I get it every year at Christmas. I just got to go to a store, I can find it. But, like, we grew up eating it. Now, my grandfather did used to live in New Jersey. But Scrapple.
Really? You can't get it on the Scrapple train.
I'd like to try it again as an adult.
Yeah.
But it's hard to describe. It's hard to eat things that are black. Like jet black. It's a black brick. It just, you know what I mean? Like,
it does not look appealing.
What other food do you really eat that's that jet black?
I'm trying to think about it right now.
And I'm not talking a burger that's been cooked.
Right.
Yeah.
But you still wouldn't eat a jet black burger.
Right. You get blackened chicken.
Right.
It's like, okay.
But also, when you bite through it, it's white in the middle. Scrapple stays black. You know what I mean? Like, stay black. That's why I like it.
Johnny Cakes. This comes to us from Rhode Island.
Is that pancakes?
Again, best described as cornmeal baked pancakes.
Okay.
Usually served with a slab of butter and a dose of syrup.
All right. So pancakes made of cornmeal, basically.
So isn't that just fried grits?
It depends what they do with the cornmeal.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's...
I talked about this last year or 2 years ago when I was down in Arizona. I said, man, I had this, like, kind of Mexican breakfast. And, you know, huevos, ranchero, this and that.
Sure.
I couldn't think of the name. It's migas.
Migas.
Yeah. Texas migas. Basically, you fry up some tortilla strips, smother them lightly whipped eggs. Then it's usually enriched with cheese, folded in to make the eggs extra indulgent. Serve with a tomato-based sauce packed with sweet and spicy peppers.
That's one of my... Every time I go to Mexico, it's one of my go-tos for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't go wrong.
Yep.
Now, the one on here that I've been talking about, I think is overrated, that you can buy everywhere. So people never shut up about it. It's goddamn biscuits and gravy.
Oh, come on.
I like biscuits and gravy.
I know, but I don't know. To me, it's up there with, like, remember, like, what was it? Like, 15 years ago. All of a sudden.
Tater tots.
Right. Bacon was the coolest thing. People were like, you got to go, man. Get biscuits and gravy. Like, I mean, look, I'm just going to say it. I'm not the big biscuit guy. Like, I like a Popeye's biscuit, but, like, I don't know. I don't go out of my way to go get a biscuit. Now, cornbread, toast. I love bread. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I would take a biscuit over cornbread. My wife hooks up biscuits and gravy. This is the time of the year where it happens more. And it is like a tour de force every time. And she's like, look, it is simple. Everyone is happy. Nobody, I cannot explain.
I mean, I think I'd eat it. Like, look, if it's a football Sunday and I'm sitting at the house, I'm not going anywhere. But like, I don't know. I know so many people that are like, oh, yeah, hungover, get biscuits and gravy. Like, that's going to make me puke.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a place where I grew up and their specialty is biscuits and gravy. But they do a warm buttered croissant with gravy on top, and kicks biscuits.
I mean, croissant and gravy.
It's, I mean, it, you'll never order that biscuits and gravy again if they have a croissant and gravy.
One more regional one I didn't get to that I wish. If you go down to Texas, breakfast tacos.
What's under taco? Is it like brisket and stuff
sausage,
like that?
Bacon, eggs, cheese.
But a lot of times it is brisket.
If you put brisket,
they're
in
just
it, I will
smaller.
Eat.
They're awesome. I mean, I love them.
Have you had the ones from downstairs?
No.
Dude.
But I bet, I mean, Jack makes a good brisket barbecue, so I'm sure his breakfast tacos are awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but I just wish we had more breakfast tacos option.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Head Chef, thank you so much. Coming up, we'll drink your toast with a shot of the day. You are listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To the men's room.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Who's a family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, let me get y'all speaker here. I got a 17-year-old nephew who will not eat meat.
Now, does he not eat meat because he's against it, or what is the deal?
He's not against it. He's not a vegetarian, and nobody... He's never really given a definitive answer his whole life. So, like your daughter, we've just come accepted that this is who he is. He will eat bacon.
Of course he will.
All right.
Of course.
Shocking.
You shouldn't even let him eat bacon. Say, nope, nope, doing that. So, is
no
he...
other meat. And when between the ages of 6 and 10, the goofiest thing we did together is he would want to go to McDonald's and get a small fry and a cheeseburger. But the cheeseburger was a bun and a piece of cheese.
He really? So,
no burger.
50% of the time, I would explain it to him. It's so much in the drive-thru, and I'd still get the order, and there'd be a plain cheeseburger with a piece of beef in there.
All right, would he eat a chicken sandwich?
No meat.
No meat.
Just bacon, that's
spaghetti
it.
Spaghetti is red sauce on noodles. Cheese pizzas only. He grew up on beans and rice and cheese, pretty much.
And you said he's 17 now, so he's not turning that corner at this point.
Nope, not yet. And and he's got a frame. He's 6 foot, but I bet he goes 140.
All right. So he gets his protein from beans and other things.
Yeah.
He does get protein.
He does get his protein, and they make sure they give him lots of supplements, and his parents make sure that he gets all the healthy nutrients. But, yeah, he gets his protein through other sources.
He doesn't. Have,
and we got to do that with my daughter, too. She will eat deli turkey meat, but very specific about what it is, because Boar's Head had their recall a couple months ago, right? So it just wasn't available, so my wife bought whatever the other one is. I have no idea. My daughter took a bite. She's like, nope. Like, you've got to be kidding. Credit to her for having a discerning palate, but still, I'm like, babe.
Well, at least you got to some turkey sandwiches that week.
You know, I actually did. But we discovered a little thing she likes. I did not know that she liked croissants until my wife bought me a bunch of croissants. Like I said, if you put a turd on a croissant, I'm more likely to eat that turd, right? So
croissants are great.
They are. So she got a box of like 6 of them, and I'm going to make my chicken salad on there. And within 2 days, I'm like, I had 2 sandwiches. What the hell happened to the other croissants? She's like, oh, your daughter discovered she likes them. And that's all she wrote, man. But she'll take a croissant, and that's her meal. And it takes like 40 minutes to eat. It's just staggering. Like I said, if you're in a hurry, just skip a meal. Like, we got to go.
Who is the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-RON.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my mom was never really into drinking, but for her birthday about, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, my boyfriend at the time, we're now engaged, but we took her out for her birthday, and she wanted a... I forget. It was something with tequila, and she'd never had it before. We went to this pretty nice, like, upscale, or, you know, like, the drinks are kind of expensive. My mom ordered this drink, and there were a couple of guys that were like, oh, it's your birthday. Let us buy you a drink. And they were like, oh, you have to pick that one. And they I don't even know. I don't really like tequila myself, but they bought her this really expensive drink. My mom took one sip, and she was like, I don't like it. And she ordered another, like, a well drink. And she's, oh, my God, so incredibly picky when it comes to drinking. And it was embarrassing, to say the least. But, my mom doesn't do tequila, apparently. And
that's
no
okay.
Matter what, whether it's a well drink or whatever, I don't know.
I mean,
I think alcohol is a different ballgame.
Yes, sure.
Because if people don't really drink, that is a... the taste of it, like, I like beer, but like liquor, like that's just, you're drinking that to drink.
It's very
there's better
specific.
One. Yeah,
right.
And I was telling Mike last week, we were talking about NA beers. And I said, like, Athletics IPA, I think tastes good, this and that. But like, I can't fathom the idea of just drinking shots of whiskey just for the taste.
And you say there's no booze, right?
Right. Like, so, I'll drink an NA beer.
What was the first alcoholic beverage you had that you liked? Like, for me, and again, because, like, if
Zima?
You don't, you like Zima. I had a Kahlua and cream. I was 14, and this guy goes, it tastes like a milkshake. You like it. And he's right. I don't drink them now, but it's like, right, if you don't drink, I don't know the tequila is the one you want to make your splash appearance on.
For me, it was Amaretto di Amore.
Right, exactly.
Just cherry flavored. Until my buddy was like, dude, this is cough syrup. I was like, doggone.
Also, tequila is one of the ones that you... you tend to swear off for a little while more than others.
I swore 13 years.
That's what I mean. Like it's.
I've never sworn off whiskey, but I've sworn off tequila.
Anything else? You'd say, like, all right, I'll give it another shot. But for whatever reason, the tequila hangover, the way you feel.
The kidnappings.
The
kidnappings.
That's
what did it for me. I mean, look, man, it wasn't the hangovers. No, it was, oh, my God.
But if I didn't know you, I'd be like, who's kidnapping people?
We drank a bottle of tequila. I said, my buddy split two bottles. I'm like, no, we each drank a bottle. I need to just be honest. We drank a bottle of tequila each, and then we kidnapped someone. And honestly, look, everyone's sworn something off, and he didn't really mean it. That one, like I said, I'd held true for many, many years. I'm like, I can't do it.
And that was back in the Jose Cuervo days.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It wasn't even tasty. So you really did need to put that in a margarita or make a drink with it. But man, if you just went for that bottle. That's when all hell broke.
Oh, yeah.
I will say our girl Jess, as much as we love her calling in, she does have her own little quirk.
Yeah, don't
she
say.
Takes a lot of left turns on the way to telling her story, and she never actually did get to the punchline to where her mom, when she drinks a little bit too much, develops an Irish accent.
What?
Yes.
Oh, so it wasn't even that she liked cheap liquor.
Oh, yeah.
It's that she talks like a drunken Irishman.
Exactly. All of a sudden, she
that's all right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like her you've mom, done that a little bit there, too.
My father-in-law used to talk like a pirate.
But yeah, if you hear me start throwing out like mate and oi, like a little English,
Prev, come on.
But is she Irish is the question. Because everyone I've met, it doesn't matter where they're from. You can be from New York, you can be from Ireland, you can be from Hawaii, you can be from Mexico, right? And in a normal conversation, we all sound like this. Four whiskeys into it, their accent comes out. There was a guy I used to work with. I did not know he was from rural Virginia. He did not carry himself that way. It's at a restaurant. And this guy, for his staff drink, he would drink 2 pints of Maker's Mark with 3 cubes per pint, which is but he never seemed drunk, right? Very functional alcoholic.
Damn.
The only way we could tell he's drunk, Austin, this man who normally spoke like this when he's waiting on a table, what would you like to order today? That's how I met him. That's how we knew him. And then you're sitting down after work, and as he kind of slides into it and his eyes get a little glassy, you realize, like, dude, where are you from? And I can't remember the town, but middle of Virginia. We're like, yeah, only when he's drunk, but we hear it.
I got my father-in-law, Stone. He used to smoke a pipe, and he would get really, really whiskeyed up. I mean, he loved Irish whiskey. He was Irish. He talked about it all the time.
Right.
Whatever. When he got drunk, he talked like a pirate. I don't know what the hell the deal was. But I had some weed, and he had just packed a pipe and went to use the bathroom. So I took a nugget that I had, and I put it underneath a sail, loose leaf tobacco. And I watched him get stoned and pass out in a chair outside in about 5 minutes. And
yeah,
I walked his ass to bed and put him in bed. And it was like the first night of peace I'd had in a week that they'd been there.
Oh, so you set him up?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I can't take this anymore. So he didn't know it was in there, man. He got stoned to the bejesus belt. So I let him in there. He's like, oh, must have drank too much air. Arr.
Yes. Arr.
Get in there, Captain Hook. Go to bed.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
3 times fast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
1.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
2.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Ah.
Boom, bitches!
You are never playing that game.
Wow.
All right,
that's
right. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus FCC.
So tired.
Oh, man, what a late night.
Terry Daly.
Hey, you guys look like crap. You should get some sleep every once in a while.
Thank you for noticing.
We knew that you were coming in today, and we also know that Steve absolutely dominated last week on Ted versus
FCC. Got you a win, Ted.
Shoot.
Nice. One in the win column, bro.
Unbelievable.
I like that outsourcing.
Yeah.
Oh, Taryn Daly from the team that never loses in fantasy football, huh?
Yeah. Hey,
you know what? We finally made it to the bottom, guys.
You are here because your team lost. Who is your quarterback now these days? Do you know?
I don't know.
That guy.
Is it Daniel Jones? Do we have Daniel Jones? Yes, I think we have Daniel Jones.
I think you
Jones.
Have Daniel Jones. I don't,
George is the coach for our team, pretty much.
Oh,
and
see.
Sarah.
Speaking of outsourcing.
Sarah is the only one that has the password. I can't even log into it. I don't know what's going on.
All right, well, our
losing.
Our
losing fantasy, is what's going
our
on.
Our fantasy challenge, we took the 8 worst quarterbacks at the beginning of the year in the
yes.
NFL. That doesn't mean that they're going to stay bad all year. But
oh, no, so far it has.
At that time. I think we have Bo Nix still. I don't know what the hell's going on with that.
Bo Nix is getting better. My quarterback sucks. I have Gardner Minshew and Will Levis.
Yeah, Minshew got benched.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go Cougs.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, that's
there
right.
There you go. What's on tap for the weekend? Anything good?
I am emceeing an auction tomorrow for the Rainier Christian Schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
You taking, Mike Hawk's not here, so you still with Thunder now?
Pretty much exactly.
He's our auctioneer. Yeah. What are you doing?
So you took his money?
No, I'm just doing the MCing.
Aaron.
I don't do the auctioneering.
Whatever.
Right. But yeah, last year when I did this
Are you a sucker MC?
Yeah, totally.
You get up there and lay down some...
Absolutely.
Well-known sucker MC. Yeah.
But I did this Taryn event Daly. Last year and met some awesome rockaholics, so I'm hoping same thing tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we do have a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I wish we'd known.
We did know. The problem is that Steve Miggs, your partner there, he messed up a couple weeks ago. And so then Steve did the same one last week.
I'm gifted.
So we got this one actually a few weeks back. I just totally forgot about it. But it has to do with us setting the clocks back.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
That was the
very
theme.
Very timely.
Oh, yeah.
Clock.
The clock back. Yeah. That is correct.
Yes. Easy.
And it involves our own Steve the Thrill Hill, ironically enough. Yes.
Huh.
So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku. And that is from Carl, captain of the U.S. Navy drinking team.
Ooh.
Now, Taryn, the way we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Three times fast.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
One.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
Two.
Thrill sets his clock back. The clock Thrill sets back is black. Thrill sets his clock back. That was a haiku.
There you go.
That
was a win. That was a win. Nice work. Okay. Taryn Daly finally wins something.
Yeah.
There we go. Big win. In Ted versus the FCC, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to The Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
In between.
Not sober.
In between.
All right, Mike. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, wake up to one for life. Will be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877 Cars for Kids?
I'm going to go Cars for Kids.
Man, I cannot believe how popular this is.
Give me the beat, baby.
All right.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Come on. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. But you really need that drum beat to bring it in.
Well, it like sounds like something good might happen.
That's right. That's what you know, brings the suspense and really makes the clip, I think.
You know what I need to do?
Others would disagree.
I need to Google, who are the kids in the Cars for Kids ads? And what are they doing now? Other than probably getting death threats and smoking cigarettes.
How dare you?
All right, your question. What actor played Newman on Seinfeld and Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park?
Oh. Man, I know exactly who it is. I do not know his name.
You know his name, right?
Nope.
He's always kind of the same character. Always kind of funny. A little smarmy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
And you can picture the guy.
I've heard his name, and I'm going to do that. Oh, yep, that's exactly what it is as soon as you say it.
I will say this. His name should be Batman's alter ego, all things being equal, because it was Bruce Wayne. He is the Dark Knight. But the
He's
actor
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wayne Knight tonight.
Everybody Wayne Knight tonight. All right, your question. What is the collective name for Italian-made Western movies?
Yeah. Well, you guys got some tough ones.
Ennio Morricone.
Mm-hmm.
What are Italians known for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they didn't come up with this name. I'm going to guess
right.
We did.
This is an Italian staple. If you, yeah.
I think of an Italian food.
combined with that genre of film.
Hello?
No.
Spaghetti Western.
Spaghetti Western. Remember those. Spaghetti meatballs made in America.
Yes. Question three, Mike.
Do we have the meatballs? No, it's just one of those dishes you're shocked that actually, like, of all the pastas.
So you're saying spaghetti and meatballs is specifically U.S.?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that's why the Italians weren't offended by that. Like, yeah, cool, okay, spaghetti Western.
Well, you've been to Italy, right? It's going to be a lot more of the traditional pastas.
You know, now that you say that, I don't know that I saw, quote-unquote, spaghetti.
No, they don't use the term.
There's a million different pastas, right?
Correct.
And just side note, if you go to Italy, it doesn't matter what the pasta is. It's good. That was my discovery. All right. Your question, what character first appeared in the 1939 children's book Cecily G. and the Nine Monkeys? The clue would be in the Nine Monkeys.
You guys are on one tonight. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Curious George.
Yes. Originally, he was by Curious George. People got upset. Because he swung both ways on the
bus. He was in college.
He was
bi-curious. Yeah, bi-curious George.
He doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. He's tired of being asked.
Can we drop the bi? I just want to go with curious. Tired of hearing about it. I did it two times. It was Tarzan's idea.
All right. Your question. What three-letter word means the smallest piece of information used by a computer?
A bit.
Got it.
All right.
Nice job.
Mike, I don't know if this is possible. Somebody says, is there a Spanish language cards for
kids?
Let's see. Hey. Oh, no,
it's not. A-W.
There's got to be.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm driving my 20-year-old son home from work. First time he's listening to the show. So.
All right. Okay, well, cool. Tell him to welcome.
Yeah,
man. Let's see. Men's room poll, wake up to one for life. Will it be Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS?
Well, isn't it supposed to get you out of bed? So I'm going to say Let It Go.
Let It Go. Oh,
yeah. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
God. This song just brings back horrible memories.
What was that text that we just got?
They wanted to know because somehow...
Look, there's Spanish-speaking radio all over this country. Obviously, there's a Spanish version.
So is there the Spanish card?
There might be.
Why is that so much less annoying?
That's better.
Yeah, it is. It's the same crap.
It's a bop.
Somehow it doesn't bug me as much. All right, Brock, your question. General Sherman ordered the burning of what city in 1864?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, he kind of burned the South in general.
Oh, yeah.
Savannah? I don't know.
He burned everything.
He's kind of known for that. Is that when they came up with the term Hotlanta? No?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, I like Sherman. We're sick and tired of this war.
Yeah.
Punish him.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't they name a big tree after him, and one of the biggest trees, I think, after him?
Sherman Oaks?
Well, no, there's a tree. I recently went and saw the two biggest trees in the United States, and I think one of them is called General Sherman. But.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn. Okay. I call it the other one General Mills. All right. Your question, vermilion is a shade of what color?
Say that again. Sorry.
Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Purple?
Orange?
Red.
Damn it!
I mean, red's a shade of orange if you think about it.
It's just a yellow shade of red.
Add a little bit more yellow.
All right, Brock, your question. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility? The Sea of Tranquility.
In my pants?
Oh, not a bad guess.
The moon.
Oh.
I want to say that's where Apollo 11 landed.
Yes.
In the Sea of Tranquility.
Oh, they landed on land.
I don't know whether they call it the Sea of Tranquility, because you're right. It's land, but yeah.
It's crater.
All right, your question. Other than your penis, what part of the human body grows 3 millimeters per month?
Does fingernails count?
Got it.
Got to figure it out, man.
Nice job, Rock. Should we do one more?
Yeah,
one more.
What the hell not?
Fire it up.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Driving home.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Justin, men's room poll. Wake up to one for life. Barney, Baby Shark, Let It Go, or 1-877 Cars for Kids?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. All right.
No love for my childhood of Barney on this show today.
No, man.
I got it.
It's not going to get you out of... You'll get out of bed to turn the hell off, but it's such a dreary, droopy... Is that the song you're picking? Barney?
No, it's not the song I'm picking. I'm still picking Let It Go, but still, man, I grew up on Barney. Barney was my jam.
I get it.
I watched it every doggone morning.
I grew up on Barney too, Mike. We're like just the same age, and I would still never pick Barney.
Well, so, you know, I did not. I was just hoping somebody might stick up for him. He's from our imagination, Justin.
All right, Justin, your question, the Tangiers is the fictional casino in what movie?
Say that again?
The Tangiers is the fictional casino in what movie?
Oh.
Do you want him to read the question again?
Tangiers.
Mm-hmm. It's a fictional casino in what movie?
I honestly have no freaking clue, so I'm going to have to go with... let's go with, like, Ocean's 11.
Casino?
I thought...
Casino.
The movie Casino featured the Tangiers.
I thought he was going to say, like, Goodfellas or something.
Yeah, no. I mean, you're tracking, but yeah, it's right there. And yes, I asked that question just to be a douchebag. No other reason. All right. Your question, how many feet are in one fathom?
Feet in a fathom?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. 2.5.
14?
6.
6.
Technically, I am 1 fathom and 4 inches tall.
So when you say you can't fathom something, you don't have to go very far.
Nah, I don't personally, no. Just 4 more inches.
6 feet's a good distance, though.
Solid distance.
Right?
All right. Your question. I've heard that a lot. Your question, what color are gondolas required to be painted in Venice?
Ooh.
What was your guess?
Oh, I was going to say yellow.
Is it black?
Black.
Yes.
Always bet on.
Question 5.
Question number 5. What number is represented by the letter V in Roman numerals?
What number?
Yep.
5.
Okay.
Yeah, nice well
job.
Done.
Nice job.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Hard to admit it, to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unnamed 33-year-old man from Wales, United Kingdom. Now, he was at a club, and like many men at clubs, he got drunk and tried to hit on a couple of different women. Now, he tried to hug them, all the rest of it, but they made it clear they did not want anything to do with him. And that was all fine and dandy. Until they ran into him again, this time outside of a pizza joint. That's when he decided to show these ladies what they were missing out on. And unlike our very own Mike Hawk, he flashed his junk. And they immediately laughed at his small penis.
Oh, no.
Now, that's humiliating enough, but also, cops saw it happen, so they arrested him and his small willy for indecent exposure. Then, the cops found cocaine on him, so he was also charged with drug possession. So he whips out his penis, the ladies laugh at him, the cops see it, gets arrested for indecent exposure, has drugs.
All because they were making fun of him for no reason for having a small penis.
No,
he tried to hit on that. They said,
leave us alone. And they see him at the pizza joint, I don't know how much later, but they see him at a pizza joint later. He walks back over to him, they're like, you got to be kidding me. So he opens his pants, like, check it out. And they're like, ha, ha. And of course, the cops are there like, dude, you got to be kidding me. So you get arrested for drug possession and indecent exposure. Now, he has a suspended sentence, but he will have to register as a sex offender.
Not shocked.
All
the guy,
that.
The guy doing that was tooted up along with booze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once I read that part, I'm like, okay, this is making more sense. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.